Hi, Bob. Get started with Matt.
Hey, Bob, how would you evaluate Puck's outing today?
Excellent. Throwing strikes, repeating his delivery. I'm really not that worried about his velocity because 93, 94 out of him seems to play a little bit better. You know, he's a little bit closer to you. He's got good pop with his wrist and balls on you. So good breaking ball, good changeup. That's the kind of guy we're looking for. And he's definitely capable of performances like that.
Martin.
Hey, Bob. Looked like Romo was limping a little bit, but he was throwing the ball well. Is everything okay with him?
He's got a trick knee. I think his trick was he didn't want to have to go back out for the next inning. It's my guess. But no, it's just something that acts up on him a little bit. I think it on the second hitter maybe, but he's dealt with it before. It's not a problem.
Shayna?
Just given Puck's performance today, how difficult now is the decision to finally make that fifth starter spot?
You know, it's a good competition, and you like to see this because there's more pressure on these guys at this point. As I was saying earlier this morning, you want to see how they respond. We're going to have to make a decision regardless, but it's good to see these guys stepping up and performing well when there's more pressure on them than there normally is.
Matt?
Just what is that decision going to come down to, especially with how well all three candidates for that fifth spot have pitched so far?
So we're going to have to get together and discuss. I mean, a lot of it could be the opponent. There are a lot of things that we need to talk about, and Dalton gets pitched tomorrow. So we're still watching and expecting good things out of all of them.
Manolo?
Bob, it's a realistic possibility that, even if some of those guys don't make the rotation, one of those, you may use him as a long man in the pen?
At this point, I would say it's a long shot. You never know how things are going to transpire through camp. But I think, these guys are digging for that last starter spot.
Yes, and the other thing, Puck was saying that he's throwing a lot of sinkers, the most in his life. How would that pitcher look to you today?
I mean, doesn't look like it has enough time to sink, but it's what you when you go out there and you have a pitch that's working, that's what you lean on. And, that's what you develop, that kind of understanding what's working for you on a particular day, whether it's two-seamer, whether it's four-seamer. And then you start leaning on the pitches that are working for you that particular day. And he's got four pitches that he can work, three and a half or whatever. But if that's what you want to see, is an understanding of what your strengths and weaknesses are on a particular day.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.